An SFU professor is saying that the new code of conduct adopted by Squamish's municipal council could be a sign of the era we live in. With inflammatory content being able to spread faster than ever on social media, one could say we live in what Andy Yan calls the age of rage. One might think civility is a default code of conduct, Yan told the Squamish chief on September 13. But I think the fact that they've gotten down to that level is, I think, perhaps a reflection of our times. Typically, good behavior has been regulated by conventions and norms, but it hasn't been spelled out in law, he said. The current environment we live in may have forced a need for explicitly defining what is and isn't acceptable behavior. Yan's comments are regarding a recent announcement from the District of Squamish. In a new release issued on September 8, the municipality trumpeted its new code of conduct for council members and those appointed by council, though the bylaw was adopted back on July 19. According to the release, the Squamish Council Code of Conduct bylaw is one of the province's most robust codes of conduct. The code outlines expected behavior at meetings, in the community, on social media, including on personal accounts, and during election campaigns. It applies to all council members and those appointed by council to boards, committees, commissions, panels or task forces. In the absence of a provincial requirement for all local governments to adopt a code of conduct, council set the bar high for the conduct of current and future councils, the release states. The code and related bylaws and policies aim to ensure a fair, honest and respectful environment amongst members of council, staff and committee members, according to the release. Yan said that it's telling that the bylaw was adopted shortly before the current election cycle. It's coming in an election cycle, as opposed to, you know, the more mundane kind of periods of council operations, he said. Is this facilitated by the election? But then, at the same time, is it also facilitated by technology? There are things that people tweet, and then would never say in front of another human being. In the release, Squamish's outgoing mayor, Karen Elliott, said that responsible conduct of elected officials is not optional. It is essential to good governance, and I am confident that our bylaws and policies will help to sustain a council environment where vigorous policy debate and respectful dialogue coexist, said Elliott, who is not running for office this October. This bylaw signals to staff and the community that our council chambers is a place of respect, and one that accepts diversity of people and opinions. It is unfortunate that our province does not require local governments to adopt codes of conduct, as I believe they support elected officials in their work and are essential if we want councils and regional district boards to reflect the diversity of the people they represent. The bylaw also outlines informal and formal complaint and resolution processes. The formal process involves a third-party investigator. Pay can be deducted for each breach of the bylaw, its procedure bylaw, the district's respectful workplace policy, community charter conflict of interest rules and a new oath of office that is under development. Our code of conduct recognizes that we all have different ways of expressing ourselves, but that we can debate an issue with a focus on the facts and the policies at hand without resorting to personal attacks. Having a shared set of expectations for the way in which we treat one another and a means to resolve issues is integral to staying focused on the business and not getting distracted by unnecessary drama, added Elliott. As we enter the election period, incumbent candidates will be held to the standards established in the code of conduct throughout their campaigns. Our community should watch and listen carefully to see if all candidates and their campaign teams will do the same, as a candidate's actions, words and those of their team are reflective of how they will conduct themselves in office.